Hey there, Audio Boo. Adam Daniel Mazay here at the Real ADM. Thanks again for tuning in. So Malaysia Airlines MH370 has gone down on its way to Beijing. Not Beijing, Beijing. And I have a theory, you know. This actually comes courtesy of a Facebook friend of mine. His name is P.T. Black. P.T.'s based in Shanghai. He's extremely incisive, perceptive individual on the Chinese scene as an expat. He has some really wild ideas about stuff. He's from Boston originally. And basically, he posits the idea that it's the Chinese squelching the potential jihadists' PR campaign, nipping it in the bud, because terrorists gain whenever they can create mass havoc and it's amplified by the media. But basically, China knows exactly where this thing is, and it's squelching all news of it. It's giving the jihadists conceivably zero news. Anyway, that's PT's theory, and if you want to know more about that, I suggest you look out for him on Facebook, PT Black, and you can just look him up. He's kind of prolific in the media space. But my kind of spin on it is, China's going to use this as a way to try to make a move in the Bitcoin space, because of potential negative PR fallout could happen to them. Basically, what I'm trying to see is there's an economic angle in all of this. And while they're going to try to dial down or amp down the PR fallout from MH370, they're going to dial up the Bitcoin situation. And most of the surge, once again, is going to come from China. I could be totally wrong, but we might see some tremors. We might see some after effects as a result of the plane going down. As of this particular recording, there's still no news as to what happened. And there's still no clear indication as to who the owners of those two European passports are, even though those two individuals didn't actually show up on the flight. In other words, two Caucasian people didn't actually show up on the flight that had so-called Caucasian names or that had European passports. Interesting little situation. What else can I say basically about it? The world's going a little crazy again right now, and we're doing a pretty good job of holding on to the big blue ball's handles. You like that? Mixed metaphors. My name, for the record, Adam Daniel Mazay, wishing you many, many, many good things.